quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. So, I just want to do a check-in reading. Just like, I feel like to alive us. That's what I want to say. To alive us, for real. That is so funny. To alive us, to really wake us up and allow us to be here and to be able to see clearly exactly what we need to see. To deliver the message that we need to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it is a lot of messages that we need to hear, and we might not have been hearing them as clearly because we've been so occupied. And I know personally, I haven't really been meditating as much as I should, or as much as I used to, or, you know, I just haven't been meditating as much as usual. Like this past week or two, I haven't really been meditating, but I feel like, look at that, the strength card. I feel like this is what we need. I hear, I got what you need. What you need? That's what I hear right now. I got what you need. I'm about to close this door. Hold on. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like I got what you need. I feel like this message is very clear. I'm hearing buoyant and cognizant. Clairvoyant, as I said, see how she's blinded. I'm gonna start describing the cards that come out for if you're listening to it on the podcast. But yeah, this is gonna open my eyes, see what's in front of me. Open my eyes, imagining what I would be. Open my eyes. Whatever, whenever, gonna make it happen. For real, if they tell me that I can't, I will. However it go, like, I'm still hearing that song, like, really see, like, turn on the lights. The card just came out. It's a, like, a gesture type figure, and it's two of coins with the two of pumpkins, because it's the Halloween tarot deck, and he's, like, juggling these two jack-o'-lanterns, and one is, like, a little happy, and it's lit up, and the other one is a little more sinister looking, and it's dark. So it's just like turn on the light so you can really see what's going on, so you can really see what's here. And I feel like you have turned on the lights, and this is so funny because the light bulbs in our house has just been, they just been blowing, and recently another light bulb blew, and we put another light bulb in. And it literally, girl, it's a photo shoot. It looked like the lighting is immaculate in that room now because the light bulb went out. Like sometimes you got to change the light bulb to really be able to see. Like the light bulb had to die for you to even realize it's dark in here. Like it was dark. It was never that bright in that room. So sometimes, like, we got a new light bulb. You know what I'm saying? And you can see more things. Sometimes you got to zoom in on things. You know what I'm saying? Three of Pumpkins came up. And he's like, he's like on this column, on the top of a column or something on the arch. And he's kind of like fixing the top pumpkin on there. And it's just like, it's just giving me, again, screwing in the light bulb. And sometimes you have to, like, you know, there could be a photo on the wall and it's crooked, but you don't really realize until you take a step back, or like sometimes you need a level to really see that something is crooked. So you really have to take your time and look at the details of things and really make sure, like, it's like, do you make your bed up every morning when you wake up? Do you iron your clothes? You know what I'm talking about? is everything really precise? don't rush. That's another thing. You do not have to rush. Like, it's not rush hour. Take your time so you can see these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really breathe. Really breathe. You really need to breathe. And just be. And slow down. Slow down. Girl, let me love you. And the Queen of Ghosts just came out. And I'm feeling like, it's, she's holding this pumpkin, this jack-o'-lantern in her hand, and a ghost is coming out. And she's a mermaid. And I feel like she's sitting by the water and some gold coins and stuff. But what I'm getting from this is like a genie in a bottle. Like, you getting everything that you wish for. Now that you realize that you have a genie in a bottle and you know that you have to be careful with the genie in a bottle and very specific. I think it was an episode of, I want to say Wizards of Waverly Place. It was an episode of some Disney movie, Disney Channel series. And they were asking for stuff, but they weren't being specific. Like, they could get wishes, but they were not being specific with what they were asking for. So they were getting what they were asking for, but not what they meant. Not what they really wanted. So now that we're careful with our words, and I was just having this conversation last night, how the tongue is so powerful. Like, it really dictates your life. The things you see, the things that you say and think. And now that you're careful and you're intentional with your words and your energy, and even I saw a video yesterday how she said you can talk from your heart, your head, and your root. I believe your root chakra. And I'm like, that's true, because sometimes I do catch myself talking from my head, and I'm not like really here in the present. I'm just like, I'm here presently, but like, I'm not grounded in what I'm saying. I'm not speaking intentionally. I'm just speaking whatever comes to my mind instead of speaking from my roots or my heart, or speaking out of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell. So just slow down and be really intentional. And now that we realize that the Knight of Bats came forward and he's on a horse, he's just like, go on, go forward. He's galloping on his horse. And the Five of Ghosts came up too. And it's of a little pumpkin man, and he's surrounded by Five of the Ghosts. And he's kind of like looking down, contemplating, like, I don't really know what he's contemplating, but it looks like the ghosts are a little concerned about whatever he's looking down at. He's just contemplating. And it's like, now that you're done contemplating, you can move forward. Like, you're not moving from this doubtful place. You don't really question yourself anymore. You're more confident. And you don't really have to seek for the opinions of others if you feel like you want to do something. Or you don't need to be validated anymore. Like, you give yourself your own trophies. The, what is this? The What of Imps. The Ten of Imps comes up, and it's this big hunchback of Notre Dame looking character, and he's holding a bunch of like little figurines, and one has dropped on the ground. But it's like it's like, now that you stop carrying okay, the four agreements, now that you've stopped carrying all these agreements around with you, you can see that it's so much more weight off your shoulders. You can see that you can move so easily. You can see that. Like, you don't... Then he has one eye open. And it's just giving me, like, instead of seeing, trying to figure out what everybody else wants from you or what everybody else, blah, 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 you can fully focus on you. That is so funny, because I was having a conversation earlier today about how you are the most important person in your world. I think that was in the Four Agreements, too. You have to focus on you. Like, you have to stalk yourself. You, now that you realize who you are and that self-awareness and everything, you can be who you need to be. And it's so fun being who you need to be and being who you are and saying the things you want to say. It's so fun not being held to the expectations of other people, because you know what you expect from yourself, and that's all that truly matters. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for understanding that and realizing that and coming this far in your journey and never stopping. Never stopping. You never stop, not one time. Like, you might have took a rest. You might have. But you never stopped. Like, okay, I feel like you get to ask a question. Okay, what's one thing that we're trying to avoid? Let me shuffle the cards. What's one thing we're trying to avoid, child? Why are we avoiding stuff, child? Oh, we're avoiding congratulating ourselves and really accepting our accomplishments and appreciating our greatness, acknowledging our greatness. And there's a difference between acknowledging your greatness and being egotistical. Like, you can acknowledge your wins, acknowledge how good you're doing, acknowledge your achievements without boasting, without bragging, without doing too much. It's the seven of ghosts that came up. And it's like a knight at the bottom, and he's looking at a bunch of ghosts in the sky, and they're just in a circle, kind of like having a bow round. I don't even know, because a bow round to me is a little mini hash brown at Bojangles, but I feel like they're having a bow round, whatever that means. They're just celebrating, and it's like you're watching everybody else celebrate you and congratulate you, and everybody else watch you win, but you don't even realize that the party is for you. Like, you're literally the life of the party, and you don't even realize it. Be the life of the party. Like, if you're going to be the life of the party intentionally. That goes back to the intention. Like, be the life of the party. Yeah. Okay, the hangman came up, and this is Scarecrow. He's hanging upside down. It's like fire behind him and two crows. It's like, I'm hearing don't hang yourself out to dry. Like, would you rather stand there and air dry, or would you rather move around? You know, let's say you got a shower, you don't have a towel. Are you just gonna stand there and wait till the water drip off you? Are you gonna move around a little bit, you know, dance or whatever, get some movement to get that wind flowing into dry naturally? Like, you have to celebrate yourself, celebrate your wins, and really see that you're winning. Really see that you're winning for real, because there's so much. Yes, you have been more appreciative. Yes, you have been showing more gratitude. Yes, you have changed in so many ways. Yes, you have grown and expanded, and it's time for you to really celebrate yourself for that. Like, really acknowledge yourself every day. I'm really that girl. I'm really him. Like, I'm really doing this. I really do so good. You know what I'm saying? I really am who I want to be. I really am everything that I need from me. I really show up every day. I really do the best I can. I really accomplish so many great things. I really show kindness and grace. I really love for real. Like, I'm really a stand-up person. I really do my best. I really believe in good. I'm really living my dream. I really do the things I love. I really do. I really do. Yeah. And it just feels, and I'm feeling good. Da, 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 da. Like, really celebrate for real. Celebrate yourself. Even if it's just a simple, when you look in the mirror in the morning or whatever, you just look and you really talk to yourself and celebrate and praise yourself. I'm not saying you gotta go drop a bag and buy yourself something nice. If you got it, of course. But in the meantime, on this way to you, congratulate yourself. Do what you can. Give yourself your pants on the back. The five of bats came up, and it's a man, like, he's holding a bunch of candy. It looked like he done robbed the little people in the back, the little boy in the back, of his candy. You know how the bullies be on Halloween trick-or-treating, selling little kids candies. It's like you're robbing yourself of your own joy if you don't celebrate yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, what's the point of gaining all of these accomplishments if you're never going to acknowledge them? If you're never going to celebrate them? You have to celebrate yourself. Like, share the love, share the joy, and share your experiences with other people. And childish card just did a backflip. The three of ghosts. It's like three little ghosts, and they're like intertwined, like, having a little party, having a little hurrah. They got glasses in the air. They're celebrating. Share your celebration with other people. Celebrate with other people. Celebrate good times. Come on. 1441 was just on the clock. I'm about to see what that means. Watch this. Watch it be something crazy. I always use sacred scribes for my angel numbers. Let's see what it says. Progressive change, renewal, and growth tells you to share your knowledge and wisdom with others in interesting and unique ways. I cannot make this up. Look to new and different ways to get your work done more effectively and efficiently. Listen to your intuition. Your positive energies, intentions, and actions will manifest with expected results. Trust your angels to deliver all that you will need and expect some well-earned rewards for good work. Well done. Yes. Keep striving ahead and don't take no for an answer. You are encouraged to walk through the doors of opportunity that are opening in front of you, baby. Celebrate good times. Come on. You got to celebrate. It's a party. You know what song I kept hearing? How we go? I kept hearing this song earlier. And I'll teach you the electric slide. That, and it's like, you know how you come to a party. Because I was trying to figure out this message. Like, why do I keep hearing this song in my head? And it's like, you know, at the old cookouts and stuff. Or sometimes even the current cookouts, you know. You play the other side. Everybody get up. Everybody's celebrating together. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's happy. Everybody's vibing. It's a vibe. Like, everybody is connected. It's a big old party. Nobody's just in the imps came up again. That Notre Dame type figure holding all those little statues. It's a party. Like, share the love, share the wealth, really connect with people, because I feel like a lot of us are in our winning season. A lot of us are in our winning season, and we can all win together. All I do is win, no matter what. Child, you know a song gonna come through. Yes, the what is this? Eight of Pumpkins came up, and he's this little dude carving a bunch of pumpkins. And it's like time to put your... Everybody is getting a trophy, like, you know, a jack-o'-lantern, like, it's each unique, you know, you put it on display, it's like a little trophy. Everybody has a trophy, and it's time to, like, have a trophy sharing event. Like, just really celebrate each other's wins, celebrate your people's wins, get together with your people, with your mutuals, even if it's an online connection, like, really, really connect with people. And I'm not saying, you know, I was just saying this yesterday. I used to feel guilty for not being able to talk to people all the time or respond to people in the time they were, or answer the phone when somebody called me. But it's like, and not being able to call them for a couple of days. But it's like, don't feel guilty for that. When you get together with somebody, really get together, really kick it up, you know, really kick it, really chat it up, really catch up with each other. Like, I feel like having time to miss people is a treasure. Like, it feels so good when you miss somebody and then you see them again and you just catch up, and it's like you never skip the beat because it's that real. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I feel like visits and things of that nature are always good for us as people. Like, we should really give time to miss each other. Like, you know, you can just FaceTime somebody as soon as you leave them, for real. So we don't really, or at least my experience, I didn't really have time to really miss people. And then it's just be so much going on. Like, just imagine texting multiple people or talking to multiple people all day, every day. Like, it's so much. But yeah, I feel like we've been trying to, like, the hermit came up, and the card is, it's a, like, a chemist, and he has this green vial in his hand, and, like, smoke is coming out of it. And from that, I'm getting, like, We really been, you know how in science class, chemistry, whatever, you pour the chemicals in, you try to get the right balance, da 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 da. I feel like we've been trying to get the right balance for the formula, and we finally got the formula. And everything is balanced. And the mantra, I'm balancing all areas of my life, yeah. I live every day with ease, and it's so nice, yeah, yeah. Da 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 da, yeah. I'm cooler than cold, I'm chilling just like some ice, yeah. Or something like that. Like, everything is balanced. I can't say that mantra has really helped. Like, my life is really balanced now. Extremely balanced. Like, I have fun. I have good a mom life. Like, I have good friends. I talk to people, my family. I go out. Like, I take care of myself. I'm learning, I'm reading, I do Spanish, like my business, my songwriting, and my YouTube and my podcast. Like, everything is balanced. Everything is balanced, and it takes some time. Like a Tila Tala, it takes some time. But yeah, dun, 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 that night of ghosts came up again with him delivering that message on that horse. I think that was the first card we got. I feel like that's the message, like message received. I feel like that's the end of it. The message received. Also, it was some crazy storm. I mean, like, some window shaking thunder going on last night and today and the day before, I think. But baby, when I say you shaking up a storm, like you shaking up a storm. And I was watching Local Black Child's vlog the other day on YouTube, and she was saying how there was a fire. But after that fire, she got, like, the fire burned down her kitchen and her bathroom, I believe. But everything else, everything that she cared about, like all her stuff, most of her clothing, like her room, her living room, her computer and her camera, right by the fire, child, did not get touched. And now she was covered because her insurance is going to pay for all of that. And she gets to get a new remodeled apartment. Then she got an Airbnb. Then she got to get more money for new clothes and stuff. Like, sometimes things have to burn down for them to be rebuilt properly. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes things have to, just like that light bulb. It had to blow for us to get a new one and make it brand spanking new. It looked brand new in that room, I promise you. Like, it just, and then it like, make you want to do something, like, because, you know, like, you're sitting in the dark all day, it's kind of, like, sluggish low-key, but, baby, you get some brand new light, you can see clearly, the fog is gone, baby, oh, boom, it's time. I just feel so good. Was there any other messages that needed to be shared? Because I think that's it. Just keep going. Keep going, okay? Because you're doing so amazing. You're doing so great. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Yeah, I'm so proud of you. I love you so, 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 so much. And I'll call you back.